Babio still have power
Yeah,
outage?
55 feet.
No, I have
He
power.
had power outage. He's still a power
The band?
outage. Still power outage.
It's still no. It's still out. Was
What
it out
about
the whole
you?
night? For four of us.
What's going on?
It's something with the house next door. I saw the truck next door.
It can't be next door because it was the middle of the night. There was
Right.
no work going on.
No, that's, but
No.
what was the truck next door?
That's where the power, that's where the
Yeah,
base
10,
is.
15. They were trying, I don't know, they fixed half the block. The 930 is all went out. Main was also generating
What
went
about
out.
you?
No, nothing on the
You know why, or did they not know?
They don't
At
know.
5:20 this morning, when I pulled out of my house, there was a truck there. I asked him. He said he doesn't know much. He just came from Point Pleasant. They just called him in, but they it was a faulty generator, and then there was a cable that must have been bad. He
So
hopes
you're still
by.
not on?
I don't know, I'm
Faulty
assuming not.
generator.
My friend texts me that it's on. I'm assuming that's
You
not.
slept in your coat?
We let him come on the country.
No, I understand that.
How cold was it? Yeah.
Hold your brother yet?
I borrowed for some of my blankets.
Yeah, but
Oh,
I'm saying the pipes down the fridge.
no,
How cold is
I
it?
have a
That's it,
sorry, I
loose?
have a full generator if you
No, we're fine for now. It was amazing though. This new tank that I put in a new tank. The hot water tank. It went off at like 9:30. At 12 I took a shower.
Yeah, I
And it was
think
still hot water.
they left.
With four showers being taken, me, my kids, my wife.
It's a
Well,
gas. There's no pilot. Sorry.
yeah.
No wonder why you're off
No.
your hours
It
again.
is. No,
No,
I
I
mean,
have a
electric start.
the
It's a
Alba.
gas boiler
Right,
on the kitchen.
the Alba's off.
They have cameras.
Yeah, you got on, right? You wear a beeper, right?
What?
You wear a beeper.
War
A
beeper.
beeper?
War
You got
beeper.
nothing there.
You war beeper.
We'll see the Gemara today.
Oh,
David bought 100 kopecks to
200.
Shaul.
200.
100.
200. Shaul told him to bring 100. He brought 200.
100.
I don't know which Gemara you learned, but it's a very big difference, 100 or
He was up the
200.
whole night
We
on me. I
have
don't know about you.
it on camera right now. I say 200, you say 100.
Okay.
Stick it down.
Cool.
The 200 puppets will stick it to.
Cool.
What?
We're talking about.
This conversation right here.
He's talking about no electric, so you candlelight, everything's candlelight dinner. You like, wow.
He knows electric and cool with me.
What was that?
Actually, coffee machine works. It's a Wawa. I mean, Exxon.
He's so wow.
Listen to me. I
He
went at
said,
4
he
o'clock
doesn't
to,
know
I went at
chemistry
4 o'clock
or
in the morning to
chemicals.
Vialpo. He was there showering with all his kids. Leave the guy alone, you know what
Lights, it's a pain in the neck.
I think we need a generator. You have a generator, by the way?
I
You
don't
put
know how to
one in?
start one.
You don't have a full house?
It's a full house. I started, it's a full house. But
You
we
don't have a
need
full house
electric.
generator? You don't put one in?
Did you
You,
came?
yeah.
Where did you get
You
the
don't run
internet
the thing
again?
when you're in the house?
Ran, I never connected it.
Oh, so you just have to buy a generator, basically.
I have a generator.
No, I'm talking about the full house.
This is a full house.
Standby. You
It's
don't
a
have one
that
right now.
natural gas?
It's just what do you call it?
Are we, am I, is there
Yeah,
something wrong?
we've heard this so many times. At each blackout, we hear this.
It's
He
bad.
has one, but he has to go manually turn it on. It doesn't kick in automatically.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't fixed it.
Let's go. So you just
Put one
don't,
in.
you don't have a switch?
He doesn't have a generator.
I don't have a switch.
He has a generator. It's not automatic.
You have a standby without a switch?
Yeah.
Fine.
I don't know. It was cheap. Half the price.
No.
$2,200, the whole thing.
No.
Yeah.
Come build into the generator.
He likes still having that
$960
jerry
a
can.
can.
He needs that jerry can to fill up from the gas
Plus
station.
15 gallons in the garage, always. 15 gallons of gas. Mom for muffin.
They were all upset that in town they would have all walked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So why can't you tell
That's
us?
why we wanted to go.
Why
By the
can't
way,
you tell us?
luckily,
I had to talk to Chapel on the way. Things that are embarrassment. I couldn't talk in front of everybody. I'm joking.
Right, if we would have walked with them, we would have came after to see him. You saw they didn't tell
They
us.
walk slow.
Yeah,
Nothing.
slow.
Nothing.
And by the way,
Nothing.
Muffy, he
Not only
almost
that, he
lost his
asked,
hat.
and Chapel had to act like a jackass.
I met your neighbor and
I
act like a jackass?
Yeah,
Yes,
I specifically
yeah.
asked you where you go.
Yeah, you walked. We
You
walked
are
away from
not
your conversation
interested.
saying you went to take a dump.
His brother's my kid's brother.
Yeah.
I didn't take a dump.
You grab your coat.
He's like, you relax.
Yeah, you got it. Don't worry about it.
That sounds bad.
Yeah,
Goodbye.
I gotta do it at home. I gotta do it.
Is he opened the can of worms?
Thought that was
Anyway,
he almost lost his hat.
If it had wasn't $400, I would have never gone.
We don't care. We weren't there.
To the bushes in the toilet.
Oh, in the golf course?
Yeah.
You mean the part that's muksa? You can't get out on Shabbos?
I was debating that. He says it's not a problem.
He says it's not a problem.
On his $400 hat, it's not a problem.
Well, you can't take it off a tree?
No.
Why not?
Because it's muksa.
I didn't say that.
I didn't climb the tree. No, you're not allowed to take it. That was the story with the chavetz, with the stipler.
I'm not sure he's right.
We have to ask the rabbi. It's a good shot.
It's a good
shot. Not a chance. Not a chance.
Okay, Chalutz Galtzin, you're cold. You have you.
Right,
you can't.
Right.
We can't trust you.
If it's only 100 pipiks, then you could take it out.
We can't
only
trust you.
Yeah.
Chalutz Galtzin. Today's show sponsor for Shleima. Chaim Chavusha, welcome back. We didn't see you in a long time.
I'm coming tomorrow.
Falls on with Evan Rochel.
Are you starting that now?
Omer and Maxim Baronan. Hakohen. Zechetzal Rochashim. Good job. Brian Demir, Masreel Sara, Yaksha Machano.
One second, did he get a check? How many points did he get?
What?
How many points did he get on the scale?
You're going to have to take a shower, bro?
What was his rating? What was his rating?
You guys are good?
Scroll up.
What was the rating?
You have to realize he can only hear from one ear, so he's like jumping back and forth. His ear is hurting.
That was totally good.
He looks like a very nice guy, by the way.
He seems like a nice guy.
And,
he,
he's a Levy.
Okay, that makes him even nicer.
No. What makes it... I would have gone over to him by like, I was thinking about giving him in the morning. I would have gone over to Chamishi, a Levi. If you have a guest, you have to know what he is.
He's not his
you
guest.
Go with the guy. By the way, he's a Levi.
He's not his guest. It's his guest plus one.
I didn't ask you to give him
it's a guest once removed. It's a guest once removed.
Ooh. Yeah, right. Seems like a nice guy. Seems like a very nice guy.
I said, come back. You know, don't come back again.
Very nice of you to say that.
Choletz or Choletz?
We give our
We're up to Yud Ches on the base on the bottom, three lines in the bottom. We got an interesting daf today, very interesting. So we said, we said that a koyin is chaylutz v'chaltzin. Kapasi v'tani, so it says, lo shnom an erison, lo shnom an asuin. A koyin gadol. Now, this is, so bishleim an asuin, Mishlei Madisuin.
There's nothing else in the morning but Shirley Bornstein to listen to on the way back.
That's what you were listening to? Yeah. You didn't have milk because you were listening to Shirley Bornstein.
Mishlei Madisuin. Havasei Velisasei. So what happens like this? To marry a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol. Hey, we got the pasuk. Let me just show you. It says Almana v'gusha v'chalolo zonas el lo yikoch. That's a lav, and there's an asay of ki imbesulam amayik misha. So a kohen gadol has an asay and a lois asay about marriage, and he has a asay of yibum. So asay is doicha lois asay, but it's not doicha asay and a lois asay. So misha min anasuin have asay v'lois asay, vein asay doicha lois and v'asay. So male, that's why. He doesn't do it. Elamina Erison, Ama Yove Ase, Vyikalois Ase. If she's an Eris, if the brother only had Kedushin with this lady, and Mele, she's still a Basula, then all the Isser is that he can't marry Amana. But you have an Ase of a Chiv Yibam. So Ase of Chiv Yibam should override the Lois Ase of his Isser of not marrying Amana. This is what Charlie asked yesterday. You know what I'm saying? You can say. I didn't say it was a klutz kasha. There's a reason why. There must be another assay here. All you have to do is look a little further in English. You probably would have got the answer. That's the klutz say.
He came in the middle.
Then I said the klutz say. Assay. Eliminate Erison. Am I yave assay? You can say. So Gemara says.
You got an answer. You gotta get the hat anyway.
You're right. Gzera.
Isn't there the basula is also assay, right?
Yeah, but min Erison, she's a basula. No, there's an asay. It's a there's a lois asay. He's not allowed to marry almano.
Correct.
There's an asay that he has to do beer. He has to do yibum.
And an asay.
No, that's not an asay.
That's not an asay. Yeah, but
that's
she is a basula.
What is that asay?
The one side has an asay and a lois asay.
What is that asay? That's if you get married.
Right. So it is a basula. So he's taking a basula. He is taking a basula.
She's married already.
She's not married.
He could have been married right to somebody else.
No, that's nothing to do with anything. He's not allowed to marry a woman that's not a basula. That's what I say.
That's ki im besulam av. That's an aseh.
Mitzvah. That's not a
loy. That's an aseh. Ki im besulam av. When he marries, I say, he has to marry a besulam. Doesn't matter what how many wives he has. He has 40 wives. Every wife that he marries is a besulah. So she is a besulah. So Gemara says, so then he could do it. So Gemara says, no, gzeira bia rishayna ato bishniya. Gzeira, really you're right, but zechah made a gzeira bia rishayna ato bishniya. Tainam achim kadmu balu bia rishayna kanu v'aslakayim bia rishniya. Enechanami. This is a very big tumble over here, because what about by a brother who marries, who does yibum, regular brothers, Reuven dies. His wife is up for yibum. So his brother has a chiyuv do yibum. He goes and does yibum. He should only be allowed to do bir rishayna. After bir rishayna, it's a eshesach. He did the job, now to get out. Doesn't matter. Still eshesach. Eshesach can never allow marriage. It's a karas. The only reason you're allowed to do eshesach is because of chiyuv yibum. Once you do yibum, get out. So the Rishonim speak out that no, once you have the din, the zika, and the chi of yibum, the eshzach goes off. There's no more iser eshzach. But by a kohen, you still have an iser, a besula. Now I'm married. Iser avamana. I'm sorry, not a besula. Iser avamana. Now there is one more kasha. The Gemara says gzer bi rishon to bi shniya. L'chayra, the halacha is. The hara ba'alma, hara in bia is kind of, is good. Hara is considered a bia. So really it's gzer t'chil's bia to soif bia. So this is not so partial, because we had the Gemara in Tosin Yavama says that it has to be, it's hakam Hashem achiv. So it has to be a bia harua to have kids. Hara can't have kids. Then the question is, a bia of a besula also can't have kids. One, the first bia can't have children. So Tosis brings down that it is, there's a, the Gemara in Ksuba says that's possible to there is ways around it that you could, there is ways around that you could do it, even though it's l'shchiach, that's l'shchiach, but it's possible, so mela, it's
whatever. Mace,
loy, mace. Let's go, mace, loy, mace.
Not yet, he may be right.
Turn around, bottom. So we said mace like mace. He's allowed to go. We said he's allowed to go from alleyway to alleyway, but he can't go. He can't go all the way there. But the Alamah Rebbe says no. He can't go out of the base of Mikdash. Why? This is what we said. That's the first one. Alamah v'yotze out of Pesach and goes all the way to the city. But the Alamah Rebbe says you can't go to the city. Why? Because Mikdash l'yotze. It's a good pasuk. So he shouldn't go to the house either. Shouldn't go out from his kedusha. That's what it means. He's not going to touch. Reb Yosef he's tzebrachin. So Mela, he might touch, and Mela it's a problem. Shu Menachem sus. That's what we're saying that that's not the Taicha the Pasuk. The Taicha Pasuk is Yinala go out of your Kedusha. So he holds, he can't go out of Bais HaMikdash, but it comes to an Aveilus because he might touch. The Alman says, no, we don't have to worry about that because he waits till the goes to the, what's it called? Next corner, next alley. Tana Banach, Shu'oiver B'shuro L'nachem Es Acherim. When he goes to Menachem Avol, Skan. So basically there's a the skan is a guy who used to be a kohen. Then there's the meshuach, skan is the guy now, second command. Meshuach she'avar is the guy who used to be the kohen. They sandwich him and the whole crowd goes she'avar b'minoi v'roish b'z'av v'avel v'chol om esmoylai v'chshu'ay b'shura v'misnachem achem when he's the avol. When he's the oval, the chishuhu misnachem. One second, I lost the place. The chishuayim b'shuru misnachem achem skam yeminoi, the roish beis av, the chalaam is smiloi, and everybody's mismiloi. Al meshuach sheover, the guy who used to be kohen, he don't come. The koyan, you see how far it goes. Means there's a reason why the guy got laid off from being a koyan gadol. Something happened there. So there's bad blood between the ex koyan and the new koyan gadol. So when the koyan gadol is sitting shiva, we don't bring the old guy there because the new koyan gadol says, "Oh, he's coming to me like he's sticking it to me." This brings in a lot of shilas about people who are not b'shalom, if they should go be Menachem Avol, because you're sticking it to the guy. Not, there's a mitzvah of being Menachem Avol, not for the neshama. There's a lot of shilas over there. Basically say the what I saw in a few different poskim bring down that they bring down in poskim, I don't know, but that you basically take each case. It's not, there's no set thing. If you think the guy will not feel bad and he'll see that it's a good thing, then fine.
I don't know.
No, unless he's going somewhere else.
He thinks
you have to wake up your guest?
He thinks we're going to talk about the Baba Verevas.
Shema Amino, Mamas Nisan. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not Baba. Shema Amino, Mamas Nisan Tlas. Shema Amino. Hainu Skan, Hainu Amuno. That's the first one. Shema Amino, Avelim, Oim Nimchol Amoivrim. Shema Amino, Avelim, Lismoil, Hamanachman Oim Dim. Okay. Turn about him. We're showing up. At the beginning, Avelim used to stand. There were two families, the Eisenbachs and the I don't know who, I guess the and the Katzenstein.
Anybody else
want to
throw on the
list? Beis Mishpachas B'Yishalayim is, they were fighting back and forth. Each one said, each one was fighting, I'm more chashev. You know what I mean? The Yashim and the Orbachs. Eskinu, she... Iskinu shiu I'm dim avelim oivrin. Iskinu shiu I'm dim avelim oivrin.
No.
Zok demar chazav alav siper. Simon, Amram Baraba. He's not a son of Lobar Yashu. I'm glad we settled this middle of the year. Because of all the sleeping with Simon. I'm Rabbi Abba. No, isn't it Shiloh son-in-law? Okay. I'm Rabbi Abba.
There's a new Kevin we
got to
go to.
Yeah, Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
I'm
Rabbi Abba. There's a new Kevin we got to go to. Bitsi Poiri. He brought it back to the was. Shu'avelim oimnim v'cholam oivrein. He brought it back to where it used to be. Even though it was a fight in Yerushalayim, he brought it back. Amar Rabbi Abba, eskin v'yis b'tzpoir sh'leitei isha, listen to this one. Malach is b'shuk u'b'na achreel. When she walks with her kid, she should walk with the kid in front of her. Mishum ayis shahoy. What was the story? The story was that this lady was walking with a kid behind her, and somebody snatched a kid, and she was, oh, where's my kid? The guy says, oh, let me show you where your kid is. He says, let me show you, it's in this house. Took her into the house, and he was on her, and because of that maisa, he said, have your head in front of you. Another story, another thing. They should talk in the bathroom. Because if they don't talk, this is a shot of what this means exactly. Rashi says, Shem yelech adam sham, vim lo yishma kol adam, yichnes vis yachet sham. Some say that it was he's gonna not miyacha with her, he's gonna actually do an aver with her. It's a shaila I had to learn over here. Because it doesn't really help that you're talking. Because even if you're talking, you're not miyacha with two ladies either.
You're gonna walk away.
Why are you not gonna walk in? If the vart is yichud, you can't miyacha with two ladies. The vart is that he's not going to do it. We're worried about Avera, not just Yichud. Rashi says we're worried about Yichud.
The problem with having with Yichud with two ladies is because you're going to do the Avera with two ladies.
No, it's a Yichud. It's a Yichud.
Mr. Yichud.
With two ladies.
With even one.
Well, the crash is even two.
Two, right.
Two doesn't help. The fact that you're talking doesn't help.
No.
The fact that it's two doesn't help.
If there's only one.
Right, that's what I'm asking.
So then why is there two altogether? It's because of Yichud.
It doesn't help for Yichud. Two doesn't help. You're not having Yichud with two ladies either. You can't be Yichud with two ladies.
Still Yichud.
Doesn't help.
No,
You're going to hear before you get to that point.
Why not?
Because you hear the voices.
Because you're going to hear people.
They're loud and shrill.
That's the
back out. So I don't know. They're trying to say that that's the vote. I think it's Yarama. Yarama's a Rishon?
I don't know.
I think Yarama changes. He says.
Gemara versus a Rishon.
What? That what?
The Gemara. Rashi brings it down from Gemara and Kedushin.
Then she's not talking. So he might walk in. He doesn't know anyone's in there. Too talking, he's not going to walk in.
Right. From the Yad Ramah?
Why won't he walk in?
That's Rashi.
So what?
He's saying from the Yad Ramah.
Commotion.
That the
if the, if the problem is Yichud, then he can be out. It's awesome Yahweh two ladies also.
He wants to say the Yad Ramah. Shut up. Say it.
It's to prevent.
It's not going to prevent him. If it's to prevent Avera, it will prevent Avera maybe. But for Yichud, I don't know. All right, fine. You guys don't have to agree. No problem.
What's the answer?
No, he says the vote is the... Why would prevent Avera? Because the ladies are going to stop him. Yichud is...
Two ladies don't stop. That's the
two ladies
point.
Don't stop.
He says it will stop. From Avera, it will stop.
No.
You're not going to do it in front of somebody else?
Yes. Because they would... Right. You'll get both of them.
Two ladies and one guy.
Yep.
All right, I'll look it up soon. So Gemara says,
don't Google it.
Nashu b'savis gimshiv yichud. Om Nashu b'avis. Sheil this Rabbi Ashi b'at Rabbi b'beis olam in the hutzel. He asked Mishael in a cemetery, even though he not talk Torah in a cemetery, but he did. Vamli ain shura p'chusim asor b'nei adam. You need to have minimum 10 people. Vein avein aminyan. You don't count in the avelim. Vein shavelim oimdim v'cholam oimdim shavelim oimdim v'cholam oimdim. Doesn't matter which way you do it. That doesn't matter. You could go either way, even though we said he was Masaka one way because of the Mishpachas Yishlaim, then they went back and forth. That doesn't matter. The main thing is you have 10. Shubas Nachem, the Kohen Gadol, what does he do? What does he say? Tashmavu Omet is Chan Tis Nachmu. Hechidom, Ilam Kim Nachem Achwin of the day, when they're coming to Menachem him, and that's what he answers back, only we Tis Nachmu Nachshaka Ramale, where he gives them a curse. You guys should also have a Nachama. They don't have anything, nobody died by them. He's telling them somebody should die. Should have Menachem. Menachem Lachwini. I'm going to Tzachem Shemamino. It must be when he Menachem. Other people. That's what he says. Melech loy done. A Melech's not done. Amar Yosi loy shana Malch Yisrael. That's only Malch Yisrael. Aba Malch Beis David done v'done in Oisan. They are. Dechsev. Beis David koyam Hashem dinoy levaker mishpat. Now, and that just tells you that. He could be on a lebayik mishpat. He could be on a panel. But v'iloy danina lei, we had this already before. Inu heichadaini v'aksiv is koshu v'koshu amram shalakus shoyt asmachav achshet acherim. So Melo, in order to be on a panel of a dayanim, you have to first fix yourself. So obviously you don't have immunity. Melo, what's it called? So Gemara says. Ela Malchus Shol, my time early. So why Malchus Shol not? Malchus is David, yes. So why Malchus Shol? So Gemara says, really, they do. But there was a major story. Shemaisa Shahoya, the Chamu Masakim, they don't. The Avdi Yanai, the slave, the servant of Yanai, Malka, Yana Malka, Katol Nafsha. He killed someone. Amalu Shem Meshat Chum, Tnuwe Nechem Boy. Vinadon, let's bring him here. Shokhale Avdicha Katol Nafsha, Shadluhu. Send them. Shochulet. No, Ta'an. You have to come. You, Yana, have to come. Why? Na'amil ha'cha. V'hu ad b'ba'al of Amar Torah. Yav ha'ba'al shav, yam ha'shari. And this is not worse than your ox. Just like if your ox is sitting, is on the podium to get killed, you have to be here. You're the owner. So you're the owner of the slave. You have to come. Asav Yosef, he came. He was sitting. He's a king. He sits down. Amalei shem m'shatach. Yana ha'melech amoy dar aglecho. V'yudabach. Stand up. You're not all sit. We have a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Dvarim. So Mela, you're supposed to stand up. What are you doing sitting down? I know you're a king, but you got to stand up. Basically, he was telling him, you're related to me, it was his brother-in-law. You're apostle to be a dying over here to me. You're not a dying. So you, I'm not listening to you. If the other dayanim tell me, then we'll talk. Let them take over the job. So nifli yaminoi. So Shimon Shatach looked to his right. Kavshu panei makarka. They didn't say anything.
Nifner l'smoiloi, they were all scared to say something. Amar lahem Shimon b'shatach, balim achshavas atem. What happened? It wasn't that they just didn't answer. They were making believe they were involved. You ever see a guy who's walking down the Mismedrish and Aranga Tracht and learning? That's what they were doing. They were like Aranga Tracht and learning. So he says, Yavah Baal Machshav is the Ebishter who knows really what you're thinking, who knows that you're just not answering because you're scared to answer, because you're scared of Yanai Melech, and he should come and he should pay you back. Miyad Bagavriel v'chofte Makarko Umesu. They died. They were supposed to answer, they weren't, and in the middle they died. They said that we don't want to go. Now it's interesting. A Tosu says, Yamer Melchamar Aglecha. So Tosu is even Talmud Chacham doesn't have to stand because Hayase Vayase Kavat Torah is Adif. So if a Chacham doesn't have to stand, for sure Melch doesn't have to stand. So Tosu says something very interesting. That a Talmud Chacham is better than a Melech. Means a Melech doesn't have to stand because he's a Melech, but when it comes to Kavarat Torah, the Melech has to stand. A Talmud Chacham can be Meuchel on Kavarat Torah because the Torah is his. It's Torah delay. It goes from Torah Hashem, when you become a Talmud Chacham, it becomes your Torah. So you have a right to say, it's my Torah, and I'm willing to be Meuchel on my Torah. It's mine, I can do it. But Yanai HaMelech was not a Talmud Chacham. He was Punk Fakir, he's Amaretz Yanai HaMelech. He was just a Melech. He had the title Melech. So as Melech, you still have to stand up for Torah. Torah, you can't knock Torah because that's not your Torah. If it was your Torah, you have a right to knock to be Michael. It wasn't his Torah, he had to stand up.
Why, based on this story,
why is Malchus Yisrael different?
No, this was Malchus Yisrael.
I know, but why would it be?
Because it happened by Malchus Yisrael.
The same thing happened.
No, but it didn't. It happened by Malchus Yisrael, not Malchus Yisrael. Okay. So the Chacham made a takana.
They have different temperaments.
Leichalz leichalzit. Okay, going to interesting sugya over here. Oh, not yet. Any v'amar avashi. Yanai.
Saying it's
Yana, it's Malchus Yisrael. Ain't he? I'm gonna ask. I feel him. He's asking a good question. Yana really was not a yid.
Oh yeah,
it was late.
From Hordas. Right. Yeah. Okay. Ain't he? I'm gonna ask. I feel him. I'm not see Shemachal Kvoid. Oh, so what is it? He said Loicholz Loicholzin, but he says Loicholz Loicholzin Ishto. Leim Yam Leim Yam Ishto. Yudaim in Ratzalachus Leim Zachal Toiv. So Gemara says, what do you mean? He's the highest up there. So how could you say if you want zochel atoyf? Why is it no mitzvah shiny? When it comes to a mitzvah, since it's a mitzvah, to be miyabim, to be chaylitz, to get off the zika, mele that's different than stam melech shemachal kavodai. Vein noisin. So it says in the Mishnah, you can't marry the king's wife. You cannot marry. If you die here, no, nois amalach amanosu shamalach. She came out seeing the dove. She nois amanosu shol. So really, it's a very good question because Rebbe is pretty much bringing a pasuk that David Amalach married Shol's almano, and you just said you can't marry amanosu. So Gemara says that's not what it is. It's really. What it means is he didn't marry an almano because you can't marry an almano melech. He married women that are befitting for the king. What are they? So Shaul had two daughters and Michal. What did I say wrong?
You said Merav and Michal.
It's Merav and
Michal.
You
got him on a technicality.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of other things wrong. This is focus on. You're gonna be.
You need a guy that corrects the Balkara?
Not their names.
Yeah.
Do we say the Mishnah Melech can make mistakes? Do we say the Mishnah Melech can marry another Melech?
That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. And but what did Chum do with that pasuk? It seems to me Rabbi Yehuda has a valid thing. But Chum said you can't. So Chum said that this that he married Shaul's, it wasn't the Almana. He married his daughters. So he may not have married Amon. So Shaul Talmidav, My new Meirav Umichal. Shol Tamid is Rabbi Yosi. So Heich Nasa Dovish Teachoyes. These are two sisters. Bechayem. Amalahen Michal Achar Misas Meirav Nasa. He says it was one the same time. It was one after another. This is a complicated Gemara, but we're going to say leave it at that. Rabbi Shua ben Karchaimer Gedusha Toyes Ayuloi Ben Meirav. It was a Gedusha Toyes. Shnema Tanaz Ishti. Tanaz Ishti. As Michal Asher Rasli Ben Meir Arlos Plishtim. That he said, give me, basically there was two things going on over here. There was, Shaul said, whoever could kill Goliath will get Osher and my daughter. And then he said, whoever will bring me 100 Arelus of Plishtim will give the next daughter.
He told it
Michal.
To David.
He told the daughter.
Not anybody.
Oh, anybody, David, yeah.
He told it to David.
Yeah. May Arelus Plishtim.
Wow.
My Tamuda. My Tamuda. Papa, Michal Ishti Veloy Meirav Ishti. Michal Ishti Veloy Meirav Ishti. My Kedusha Tois, what's Kedusha Tois? The Ksiv, Vahoy Isha Sheyakenu Yashenu HaMelech Osha Gadol. Oza Kotli. So he killed Goliath. I'm like, Malvis Agaboy. I owe you money. I owe you Osha Gadol. I'm Kasha Milvenim Kedashis. So Oza Yovo La Adriel. He gave this Meirav to Adriel. The Ksiv, Ibe is Tasis, Meirav Asholo David. Amalei, and then it says over there he gave it to Adriel. Amalei ibos the etnloch Michal zil isley mayar el spishim. Also isley, he went and brought him. The Gemara doesn't say he brought back 200. That's why I'm saying.
The
Gemara doesn't. I understand.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying. The Gemara doesn't say it. Now my malvah pruta
itzlich gaboy. What does the pasuk say? How many did he bring? 100 he used as a kedushin. Because only 100 he used as a kedushin.
Also isolate. He brought him 100. That's what it seems like over here. I hear.
He told him to bring, the deal was if he brings 100.
Right.
Also isolate.
David came back with double that slaughter that he thought. He didn't get killed. He actually brought back 200.
Also isolate. Amalei.
Okay, Avi.
Malva pruta isagaboy. So Shaul said. I have a malva pruta. Shol savar. What was the mistake of it? Shol savar. Malva pruta. Daita milva. It's a daita milva. David savar. No. Malva pruta. Daita pruta. So meila amakudeshus. Biboy say me the kulam. Malva pruta. Daita pruta. No. Shol savar. Lo chazal imidi. What do you do with the pupiks? The David savar. Chazal kalbe v'shodre. Use it for the feed. Rabbi Yosi. Hi tana as ishti as mecha my daughter's baby. What's Rabbi Yosi do with that? Because he says that he married both. He mixed up the pasukim. Ksiva yikach hamelach hashnei b'nei ritzpa bas ayah sheyod l'shol saramoni bas miboshu bas chamesh b'nei michal sheyod l'adriel mecholasi. Adriel nasa v'alel palti melayish nasna. Ksiva shol nasa nas michal bito yasheis tovel palti melayish. Al makish du shemeru l'adriel du shemichal palti. Makish du shemichal l'palti b'avero. Saaf du shemeru l'adriel b'avero. Melo, that's how he learns they, but they were both married to David. So what does he do with that? Because he doesn't hold that it was he married to David. So he says a new limud merv yoda or michal godla. And the nothing to do with anything, and it's just a side gig.
So this is the first time we see that actually that michal was after merv died. The other ones were just proving that they were both wives of David.
Right. But this man almost doesn't hold that he was married to Merav at all. He holds she was not married to Merav.
Merav Yolda, meaning from
son, from, yeah. And the only reason why it's called Acham Michal is because she was Megadol. It's a separate limit. The Gemara brings a few other limudim on this. Chanina Kar Yochan of Ishtar Elaz of Gula Shmuel Belimudei Simin. Chanina Amar Mahacha. Another positive. Kerena Lo Ashkenas Shem. Lamar, Yulad ben Lenami. There's a kid for Nami. Nami Yalda, Ale Ruth Yalda. Ale Ruth Yalda, Venami Gidla. Fichni Gashma. Another, that's how you say, if someone's Megadol, what's it? Yacham Ahachav, Ishta Yehudis, Yalda is Yered Avigdor. So who is this? Ela b'nei Basya Basparai. Ashlokach Mered. Who's Mered? Mered's a Kolov. Kolov married Basya Basparai. But Lamanakish my marriage, Shemar Baz Asragaim. Chibasi Yalda, she didn't give birth to Moses. That's why it's called on her name.
Yulad.
Yosef didn't give birth to all these Shvatim. Al Yaakov Yod. Al Yaakov Yod, Yosef Kilkil, this week's parasha, he fed them, as if he, if you teach your friend Torah, your friend's kid Torah, Malav Kasukil Yod. Shemar El tells Aaron, Moshe, Chsib El Shemais Ben Aaron, Lemeloch, Aaron Yod, Moshe Limit. Lochain, Koyam Hashem El Beis Yaakov, Asher Podas Avram, Vichechem Atsim Yaakov Shepod Avram. How do you find that Yaakov was Pod Avram? I would just Pod him Tzaki the bottom. Because it says over there that he's going to have his kids are going to be Kachal Ayom. Who was at the end of the day, who did Shvatim come out of? They came out of Yaakov. Basically, Yaakov was the one that saved the Rashi's Tzar Gidol Banim. The Gemara says, so part of Tzar Gidol Banim. He saved Avram Avinu. He was supposed to have the whole Tzar, and he's the one that took the hit for Avram and Yitzchak. Ksiv Palti. Now we're going to the interesting story over Ksiv Palti, Ksiv Paltiel. What's the two lashonos over here? Amar Yochanan Palti Shmoi v'lamik Shmoi Paltiel shepotu keil min avera. Hashem saved him from an avera. Ma asa? What did he do? Because really, he was married to David. She was married. Michal was married to David. Michal was married to David, and but he was living with her. So what happened? What happened was the question is how he was allowed to be misyachah with her. So some say that some rishonim speak that there was pesach pesuach rishus ram.
Two ladies.
Pesach rishus ram. So Gemara says. So Gemara says an interesting thing. Gemara says not chera beinu lebeino, not do an avera. Amar kol ha'usik bedover ze yidke becherev.
It
wasn't really his wife, but he treated her like a wife. He cared for her like a wife. He was crying when she finally went to the Beis David. He was crying. If he didn't marry her, then what's the because till now he was overcame every day he overcame an asayin. That mitzvah he doesn't have anymore. Ada bechurim, what does that mean? Shenasa shneim ke bechurim shalei tomu tambiya, and the Rishonim didn't even have hearer. Even hearer didn't have, which is that's a major what's it called? Am Yechanan. Okay, we'll stop over here. So if the dam gets mixed up with other dam that's puzzle, you spill it down in the drain. The dam tamsis yishavach la'ama. Dam tamsis is the blood that
first squirts out.
You're not allowed to use that. Rabbi Elazar Machsher, im le'nil l'chunasan kasher. He says it's fun.
Thank you.